Shall we dive right into our talkbacks? We have a few to cover.
I think so. Phenology talkbacks are made possible by the members of Northern Community Radio. We hope that is you. It should be you. Also a grant from the University of Minnesota Northeast Regional Sustainable Development Partnership.
We are winding down to the end of our school year, and that means our school kids are winding down their efforts to collect phenology notes. And I know some of them will never forget the experience and will probably continue to note natural events as they live their lives. And I'm grateful for that and happy that that's one of the things that might be the outcome that could happen from these experiments. But we still are hearing from our number one phenology resource in the Northland, and that is our Roosevelt Elementary School group, fifth graders in Roosevelt Elementary School. Chris Holmes is their teacher, and here is their report for this week.
Hello, my name is Angelina Frazee. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phenology Report for Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. The birch trees leafed out north of Virginia on the Laurentian Divide on May 15th. The marsh marigolds bloomed on May 13th and turned the ditches yellow with blossoms. Nathaniel went to visit Fred and Gilbert and saw two eagles near his house fly over the town in lazy circles. Gage reports that his grandpa's cat had five kittens. He sold two and has three left. The people across the street from the school mowed their lawns for the first time this week. On Monday, a black bear ran across Highway 53 in front of Mia's car. It was in a hurry. In the school forest, we collected leatherleaf horsetails, hammer shield lichen, wooden anemone, northern white violets, and blue violets. In the early morning, Hannah reports hearing the white-throated sparrow singing, "Oh, sweet
Canada, 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 Canada."
We planted bratwurst seedlings along the bog walk in the school forest. The soft, wet ground made it easy compared to the rocky ground we tried planting the day before. We built rockets and shot them off in a clearing in the school forest. But that wasn't such a good idea because most of them got hung up in the trees. It made the trees look like they had yellow Christmas ornaments dangling off of them. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. And I'll be joining them this morning at the school forest for a last hike around this year. And we'll be excited to meet all of those wonderful kids and maybe even see a few of those bottle rockets caught up in the trees. Yeah, should be fun.